We'd probably be shouting if they won in the shootout last night. Unfortunately, the Wild fall in a shootout last night to the Seattle Kraken, and they're on the road already up in Winnipeg. Kevin Gorg from Bally Sports North, and probably one of the nicest guys in the business and a good friend of mine for many, many years, joins us right now on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline from Winnipeg. Gorgie, first of all, I know Winnipeg is nobody's favorite city. Do you have a favorite city that you travel to?
Yeah, good morning, Pete. Good morning, Dave. Great to be with you guys. Yeah, New York City for me, with a bullet. It's my absolute favorite. I couldn't live there. Way too much going on for a guy with attention deficit. But, my gosh, it is such a fun place to go.
I want to talk a little bit first about the game last night. We saw two very pivotal plays. The elbow that was not a call, the trip that was a call, the Wild get an apology after that they thought it should have been different. What was your take on those two plays? I looked at them and I thought if you're going to call one, you have to call the other, or you don't call either. What was your thoughts?
I thought the call on Brodin was egregious. That's going to happen, right? You're going to play 82 games during the regular season. You're going to get good calls. You're going to get bad calls. It just was one of those calls where the Wild had a couple of power plays, and you know the refs were, I think, looking for a way to give Seattle a power play. I think the ref didn't have a great look at the play, and on instinct made the call. And then again on review, you know, there was an apology involved, and they missed the call. The Ekwin to me wasn't as much of a slam dunk because he's skating towards Larson. And Larson's natural movement is to shift his elbow up. So that one, to me, it's very unfortunate. I mean, it's a really tough play for Eck. But that one, to me, wasn't like an absolute you have to make that call. So that's just part of the game. And, you know, the Wild are coming off a year where they had a lot of, you know, not just players missing, but key players missing. And I know already having a guy with the value of Eck out tonight didn't make the trip is certainly something that brings back bad memories from what happened last season.
In the overtime last night, and you brought up injuries, I go to Jared Spurgeon, who I don't believe played in overtime, which is somewhat different because I think we've seen him in years past. They go back and forth pretty much from Faber and Erickson Ek back and forth. What has Spurgeon looked like to you through these preseason? He only played one preseason game, and through these first two games, does he look like back and better than ever, or there's still an adjustment to be made for him?
He looks like Jared Spurgeon, which I think is the most important thing. He looks like the player he was before he had those surgeries last year, and that was a big question mark. Now, he played just short of 20 minutes last night. I know that with the way the defensive pairings are set up, that Faber, along with Brodin, are going to get the lion's share of the minutes, and you look at what those two guys put out there last night. You know, these guys are playing monster minutes. You know, Faber played over 28 minutes. Brodin played just short of 26. And so I think that's the way the Wild want to keep it. Both those guys can play those type of minutes. And I think as the season progresses, Spurgeon will play in the low 20s. Right now, I think they're trying to take it as slow as they can. Nights like tonight are going to be a challenge. You know, if you watched that game last night, it was a terrific hockey game. Great pace. It was physical. It was intense. But the bad news is both Seattle and Minnesota had to fly out late last night and play another game today, and Seattle's in Dallas, the Wild are here in Winnipeg. And when you have a game like that last night, I wonder what both these teams are going to have in the tank here on game two of the back-to-back.
Kevin, where you stand right now in terms of goalie? Obviously, we had Gustafson first and then Fleury, but what does it look like going forward, you know, for the rest of the season or at least the early part of this season?
I think the plan all along, Pete, was to get all these guys some game action early. So my best guess is we're going to see the young phenom that is Jesper Wallstedt make his season debut Tuesday in St. Louis. Gustafson gets the nod tonight. He's got awesome numbers against the Jets in his career. And they wanted to split the weekend and certainly get Marc-Andre Fleury the nod. And I think Fleury made some incredible saves during the game. The shootout certainly was something he was not happy about after the game. Seeing him come off the ice, he was extremely disappointed. And it's going to be a challenge. Let's just not candy coat it. When you have three goalies and one of those goalies is a young kid, you're trying to get game action in Wallstedt, they're going to have to be super creative, get him down to Iowa for a couple of stints. He needs to play 40 to 60 games this year, whether it's with the Wild here in the big club or down in Des Moines with the Iowa club. So that'll be the biggest challenge. In a perfect world, you know, Fleury plays 20 to 25 games. Wallstedt gets 20 to 25 games with the big club, and then Gustafson plays about half the season. But you guys know how these things work out. You can draw it all up on paper, and things can change in the blink of an eye. We're seeing that already with the lineup with Drew Erickson Eknon on the trip here in Winnipeg.
Kevin Gorg, analyst for Bally Sports North, joining us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Kevin, I had to rub my eyes for a second and take another look. Zuccarello already has two goals in his first two games. I think it took him six or seven before he got that number last year. Does he look different, or is this just a product of the line mates in terms of how he's playing and the numbers he's putting up?
He looks terrific. And, you know, last year I think it wasn't just Matt Zuccarello. There were a lot of players. I'll put Matt Boldy in that category, yeah, too. They got off to such a slow start. He's rejuvenated. I think they've committed early in training camp to Zuccarello and Kaprizov being on the same line. And I've had conversations with Matt, and he really we make a lot of fun of the whole peanut butter and jelly thing and how tight they are on and off the ice. But it's legit. Like, he loves Kirill Kaprizov. He loves playing hockey with him. And I remember an interview I did with him last year in one of our post-game shows, and I asked him, I said, you're a wily veteran, but you don't look or feel like that when I see you around the rink. What's the secret to staying young? And he said, well, when your best buddy's a kid like Kirill, it keeps you young. And so I think there is something to that, Dave. I think you're spot on. He looks like a different hockey player. And I think those two together are great. And I think if you can get some chemistry developed with Boldy and Eck, which seems like it's there already, you've got two legitimate scoring lines, and you've got pieces that you can move around. But those four guys make up the core of your top two lines, Eck and Boldy on one line and Kaprizov and Zuccarello on the other. And every NHL team craves it. But if you have two high-end lines led by superstars, and Boldy and Kaprizov are superstars, it's going to work out. And so I think that part of it, the Wild are really happy with as they kind of embark on this full month of road hockey here in October.
Kevin, the next time you're in New York, you need to go to Hunt and Fish. It's a phenomenal steak joint right in Midtown. I'm just throwing it out there for you because it's awesome and not everybody knows about it. I think you'd look forward to it. I got a knife right there with my own name just written on it. I went there so often, so it's great, but it's something else for you to check out when you're in New York.
I have never been there, and I will absolutely check out Hunt and Fish. Every time I get the schedule, the first thing I do is, yeah, I look at when we go to New York. And so we have to wait till April, but we get a full week. We play New Jersey, we play the Rangers, we play the Islanders. We're out there for 7 days. So I'm absolutely going to take you up on that, and I'll probably take in a couple of Broadway shows along the way. But it's not until April. So hopefully we're still talking about a team that's playoff relevant, a team that's healthy. I've liked the early returns. I've liked training camp. I like the way they've played in these first couple of games. I really like the way this team is constructed. But they are a team that is not built to sustain a bunch of injuries. Most teams are not. But specifically the Wild with, you know, again, we keep talking about the Suter and Parisi and the landlock that has created. But that is the one area where if you get a bunch of key players hurt, like we saw last year, it spells trouble.
There's a couple of names here, Gorgie, that I'd like to give you, and I'm curious as to who you think will have the best season, these new guys. Yakov Trenyan, Merit Huznadinov, who did play a little bit last year, Jacob Lauko, and Liam Ogren, who I'm really excited to see in a game. Of those names, and I think they're both bottom six players, which one of those guys possibly makes a jump up to the top two lines, or at least has the most impact this season?
I think Liam Ogren's the guy with the most upside. I don't know, Schwartzy, how much opportunity he's going to get. It'll a lot depend on nights like tonight where one of your top six guys is out. But I think this kid showed last year in the brief stint he had at the end of the regular season, he's got the body, he's got the shot, he's got the skill set to be a big-time scorer at this level. Now, that being said, the most impressive of that group so far is Lauko. And they got him from Boston in that trade that sent Vinny Lettieri out that way. And I've been super impressed with this kid's energy. You know, shift by shift, every time he's on the ice, something good seems to happen for the Wild. He's got a little grit to his game. He's dropped the mitts before. We saw that a couple times against the Wild when he played for Boston last year. He's good on the penalty kill, and he just is one of those energy guys. If you're going to be that guy, right, if you're going to be a guy that's likely going to be a third or fourth line guy, the one thing you have to bring to the table every single night is energy, and I've been super impressed with that, not just in these first two games, but throughout the training camp. He turned a lot of heads.
I agree. Ogram is, man, that dude's thick. I mean, he is a solid truck of a man.
He looks like a power forward in the NHL. Like,
he does.
We've been around the game long enough to see what that looks like. Matt Boldy was kind of the same way when he got here. You're like, my gosh, this kid could be a real big-time player. Now, here he is. Boldy, I think, is sitting on a 40-plus goal season. Ogren's not there yet. He's still a little green, but I think he just needs the chance to grow a little bit. And like Volstead, the challenge for Minnesota with these prime, superstar potential type of players is you've got to give them the chance to play in games. So let's just monitor for both Volstead and Ogren how much game action they get. I think they earn the right to be on that roster for opening night because they both had such good training camps. And for Ogren, it was a training camp that started slow and really got better as it went along. But they need game action. They need to play. And so that, for Bill Guerin and John Hines, will be the biggest challenge they have in front of them with those two young players this year.
KG, you're the best in the business, and I appreciate you giving us some time. I know it was a late night for you getting up to Winnipeg, so thanks for coming on this morning, brother.
Thanks, Kevin.
Hey, great time, guys, and I've got a new place to check out in New York, so this was great for me, too.
You're going to love it, man.
Can't wait.
Kevin Gorg, check him out, Bally Sports North. Honestly, and this is not blowing smoke, one of the most knowledgeable hockey minds on television. Appreciate your time today, brother.